I've got a job for some people to do this morning. Could I ask, if you've got a corner piece, could you come and put it on the table, please? That's the whole fun of it. Okay, if you've got... Now, I'm a traditionalist with jigsaws. You have to start with the corners, then get the straight pieces, then fill the middle in. Right, good, I'm glad we're all on the same page. If you've got a straight piece, could you come out, please? Right, and if you see a piece that's the wrong way up, put it the right way. Oh, of course I'm seeing it upside down. Right, while you're doing that, we'll have the first slide up, please. That shouldn't say Psalm 20, by the way. It's not Roman numerals. Forgot to change the number. It should be Psalm 133. Sack the preacher. Okay, next one. There we are. Just to prove it, it's there. Right, if you've got a centrepiece, would you like to come and put it in, please? I deliberately chose a jigsaw that had only got 24 pieces, otherwise we'd have been here all morning. And it wasn't deliberately Thomas, that was the only one I could get. Yeah, so does Philip. Well done. Give them a round of applause, please. There we are. Would you all like to see it? You'll see the point of the jigsaw in a minute. Let's read the psalm together. How good and how pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Okay. Is this unity? Owen, you'll enjoy this wherever he is. Yeah? What is it, Owen? Clone Army from Star Wars. Yeah, I thought Owen would love this because I know Owen quite likes Star Wars, as do I. But is this unity? Does God want conformity? Does God want clones? No, that was the whole point of the jigsaw. Because everybody had a piece, were they all the same? Some were corners, some had straight edges, some had sky, thankfully not just sky. Some had Percyon, the green engine. Some had James the red engine, I'm not sure who that is. Anybody know who the yellow one is? Any of you parents of younger children? I don't know. Anyway, Duncan, thank you. Some had Duncan on. Round of applause for Gareth. Okay, so that's not unity. God didn't say, right, when we come together in the church, everybody's going to look the same. Everybody's going to think the same. Everybody's going to have the same hobbies. So where does our unity come from? Going back to the psalm. It's good when brothers dwell together. And sisters. So where does it come from? Is it because we share similar hobbies? I've got a new friend in church who I share a similar hobby with because we've both got horses. And some of you I know have enjoyed horse riding. But how many other people like horse riding in the room? Any other metal detectorists in? No? Who? I don't mean heavy metal. Is it to do with age? Is unity to do with age? No. Is it because we share similar experiences? Sometimes it is, but if I look around the room, not everybody's a teacher. Not everybody's the same, from the same place. They're good starting points, but true Christian unity comes from above, like the dew that falls on Mount Hermon. In this psalm, there's a lot of things that come from above. The dew that falls on Mount Hermon, a little bit of a geographical fact. Mount Hermon is actually in the north of Israel, and it gets a lot of the rain from the Mediterranean, whereas Mount Zion is further south, and it doesn't get much rain. But we're talking about God providing the dew, God providing what the people needed. And then the anointing oil that came on Aaron. And an interesting little fact, the anointing oil that they used for the priests was special. It had a special formula, and it was made up of several different components, different fragrances, and they were only allowed to use it for anointing the priest. And it wasn't like when we sometimes anoint with oil where you get the little cross. This was poured over the priest's head. I'll try and keep the mic in front of me. It was poured over the priest's head so that it ran down his hair, down his beard, and down his robe. Because when God pours out, it's not just a little bit. When God pours out, he pours out lavishly, pressed down, running together. Okay, so linking this with New Testament ideas, where does our unity come from? We've been united with Christ. What does that mean? What does it mean being united with Christ? A question. Have we asked Jesus to come and take charge in our lives? Have we told him that we're sorry for the wrong things in our lives? Not just the wrong things we have done, but for the right things that we haven't done. Just have a think for a moment about that. If the answer's yes, then his Holy Spirit is now alive within us. One Holy Spirit alive within each of us. That's where our unity comes from. So, in John's Gospel, Jesus prayed for the unity of the disciples. I'm just amazed because my PA man is keeping up ahead of me and I'm keeping up with me, and I haven't even nodded to him because I forgot that bit. He's amazing. Give him a round of applause, please. Okay, so Jesus prayed. Should we read this together? Sorry, the print's a little small. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. That's from John chapter 17. It's amazing that Jesus' prayer touches us today, because he said, I'm not just praying for these 12 that are with me. I'm praying for everybody who will believe because of the message that they send out. Unity is obviously very important to Jesus because if you look at that passage, how many times does he say about being one and the oneness? That all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. And there's talking about the indwelling Holy Spirit within each one of us. In the Old Testament, the unity that they were talking about, because the Holy Spirit hadn't been poured out, was a unity that God had given them because they all belonged to him. In the New Testament, God pours the Holy Spirit on each one of us so that one Spirit, each one of us share in that one Spirit, and we are united with Christ. And because of what Jesus did at the cross, he is one unity with God through Jesus. So why is unity so important to Jesus? Because it's central. It's central to our call about spreading the gospel. If people look at the church and see fragmented, and I think it was 40,000 different denominations of Christians. All different shades of Christianity, some on the dodgy side and some on the legitimate side, but all calling themselves Christian. The outside world looks at the church, and to see unity is to see what God desired. And there are two kinds of unity. There's the unity that we have from belonging to the Holy Spirit. But then in Ephesians, we're told, make every effort to preserve the unity or to keep the unity of the church. So although God gives us unity, we also have a task. We have a responsibility. Unity marks us out as different. See how these Christians love one another. When I first became a Christian, it was because I saw the love and the unity that Christians had for one another. Because if you go to an ordinary club, like a football club, which one is it? Notts County. Ooh, sorry about that. Does it begin with a F? If you watch football fans, they might join together to sing. I was watching a Wolves match, Wolves and Everton, yesterday. Yeah, I do watch a bit of football occasionally. Watching a Wolves match and watching the supporters all singing in unison for their team. That sort of unity only lasts a short while. How many people change football teams depending on whether the team's winning or not? Okay, but the sort of unity that we have comes from God and it lasts a lifetime. This picture is something that came to me when we were praying at Chris and Dave's. Praying about this, actually. Talking about what I was going to be speaking about. And the picture came to me of a boat. We had the train picture at the beginning of the year about, are we all on board? A train can only go on one way because it runs on tracks. This picture, the question is, are we all pulling towards the same goal? Are those rowers rowing in unison? Unison. Are they at unity? What's going to happen to that boat? Has anybody ever been on a rowing boat and didn't know what they were doing? My family have got a story of me being stuck in the middle of a boating lake in, I think it was Skeg or Scarborough. I didn't know how to row, and I spent the whole time going round and round in circles in the middle of the pond because I didn't realise you'd got to pull both oars at the same time. I don't think this team are going to get very far in a race, do you? Are we all pulling towards the same goal? Are we preserving the unity of the church? So, what can we do to make every effort to live in unity? Some practical steps. Be patient with each other. We all make mistakes. We all get it wrong. I'm very good at putting my size 7 shoe right in the middle of it and making a mess of it. So please be patient with me. Be patient with each other. There's a phrase, we're rooting for you. And I thought, I can't really use that in a preaching. And I thought, why not? Root for one another. Root for one another. Ask God how we can support each other. There are lots of ways. Practical, prayer. Praying for each other is a great one. Be slow to take offence and quick to forgive, because that's what love's all about. That's what unity's all about. We don't always get it right. Sometimes we say things, we do things that upset each other. But we're brothers and sisters. And going back to the psalm that we had in the first place, how good and how pleasant it is when brothers and sisters, when family, when church family dwell together in unity. Imagine that picture of the oil pouring down Aaron's beard, marking him out as the priest. We are the royal priesthood of God. God has anointed us with his holy oil to be united, to work in unity. Let's live in that unity.